on Drive this afternoon. Obviously, regular listeners will know that we've followed the progress of the Brisbane Lions in the AFL Women's competition very closely for a couple of reasons. There's some significant Gold Coast talent in the squad. Ari Clark, Robina High School student formerly, of course, and Leah Kasler too, a stalwart of the Lions' defensive half. The Lions needed three things to go right in the last round of the regular season in order to reach their grand final, the second in 2 years, as a matter of fact. They needed to beat Greater Western Sydney handsomely. Tick, they did that. Then, the day after, they needed the Bulldogs to beat Melbourne. Tick, they did that, just. And then, just yesterday, they needed Collingwood to beat Adelaide. And, well, that happened too. And this is the reaction when that final piece of the puzzle clicked into place. Fair to say there was a bit of stoke in the room. The Brisbane Lions women's team together watching on, Leah Kasler among them. Hello, Leah.
Hi, Matt.
Does it sound a bit surreal listening back to that?
It does. I was just thinking about sitting in the room and, you know, half an hour earlier looking around and everyone looked a bit white in the face and biting nails and, you know, thinking what's going to happen. So, yeah, I think all that kind of pent up nerves and, you know, the anxiety of spending the whole weekend kind of waiting to see what other people would do and how that would affect us was all let go when that siren went off.
Have you ever known a stranger end to a regular season?
No, I haven't, and it's a bit of an unusual competition only having a grand final, so I guess it's a bit unique in that, but it's made for a really exciting finish this year, and I'm sure lots of the spectators were looking on, wondering what was going to happen, you know, sitting on the edge of their seats in those games, wondering who was going to be in the final. So it, it was unique and pretty exciting and pretty nerve-wracking for all the teams involved, I think.
Let's go through it piece by piece because it was just so riveting all weekend. Your final game of the season, you needed to kick a score. You needed to play aggressive, fast, high-scoring football, which is, in all fairness and honesty, not something your team has been renowned for specifically. You needed to beat GWS, not only beat them, you had to beat them by a lot. What did you do differently?
Look, I think we just really tried to use our weapons and not overthink things. I think as a team, we've improved a lot from last season and our skill and ability to carry out our game plan has improved. But in doing so, maybe we lost a little bit of that flair and kind of, you know, natural instinct and those sort of things that you use in the game. So we thought, you know, we've got nothing to lose in that it seemed like a bit of a long shot for everything to go our way. So we just try and have a game that we'd be really proud of so that regardless of what happened, we could walk away with our head held high knowing we'd put everything possible in. And I guess it probably felt like a bit of the pressure was lifted for the players and people, you know, got confidence in their own judgment and abilities through things going well for us at the start. And it went from there.
There was a fair bit at stake too because GWS, in a mathematical sense, were also in the running. If they won and won well, there was a chance that they could scrape through too, I think, wasn't there?
There was, yeah. Yeah, they had a fairly decent chance, I think. So yeah, unfortunate for them. And I've got a few friends on the team. They never like seeing that happen. But yeah, we needed it too and I was able to do the job.
Leah Kasler with me, Brisbane Lions women's AFL defender, into two grand finals, two out of two, not a bad strike rate. And the circumstances of your arrival on the biggest stage couldn't be any different.
No, not at all. We kind of scraped in at the last minute this year and last year we were on the winning streak. So, look, it's a really different season this year and it's been really exciting because it's been so close and you've seen a lot of teams improve add strength in areas. So the competition's been exciting. So I don't think you could hope for much more than that. And, just be looking forward to make the most of our opportunities this year.
It almost seems ridiculous to talk about experience when a competition is only 2 years old. We've only had one grand final. We're about to get one more. But you were in the first one. Do you think that makes a difference?
I think it does. You know how to prepare, you know how to deal with the additional media and attention surrounding the game, and you get a lot of contact from friends and family and everyone, which can be a distraction to some players. So I think knowing how it's all going to unfold with that sort of thing will definitely be helpful. But in saying that, Western Bulldogs are a very different team than Adelaide. They have a different game style. It's going to be on their home deck, so to speak. So, yeah, who knows? But I think, we'll use all the advantage we can out of last year to take us into this year's final.
Leah Kassler with me, Matt Webber, 91.7 ABC Gold Coast. Leah, the Western Bulldogs, you played them just a few weeks ago, and they knocked you off. Not by much, though. What did you learn from the experience of playing them during the regular season that you might be able to take into the grand final to give yourself a little added boost of confidence?
Yeah, look, they're an elite team by foot, and they like to hit up the short kicks. And I guess we had a quarter there for that game where our pressure dropped off, and we kind of zoned off instead of pushing up onto players, and that let them move the ball around a lot easier than it was at the start. So, I think we know that we need to be on for the whole game, and it's really all or nothing with this one. So, yeah, we've learned that, and hopefully that helps us go on better.
I can't help but think of young Ari Clark, of course, another Gold Coaster in the squad, who literally, as myself and Karen Adam entered the grand final at Carrara last year, Ari was there handing out, I think, she was in a Gold Coast footy academy outfit, handing out Auskick brochures or something along those lines, and now she's every chance of lining up to play in a grand final just 12 months on.
Yeah, look, she's a phenomenal young woman. She's, on and off the field, she's just such a great person, and her contribution on the field has been really good this year. She's played in all of the games so far, and I think she's been improving each week as well, so... Yeah, look, if she gets the opportunity, I'm sure she'll rise to it. And, we'll find out soon who's going to be there.
Indeed you will. How many Coolangatta Bluebirds?
There's all up. I think we've had 8 drafted over the course of the 2 years.
Yeah.
And then Ari's actually moved to Bond this year. She's won the scholarship there. So
that's right.
So she's moved over and... our others, so we've got 2 at the moment.
Excellent.
High five for myself.
Something of a fertile hotbed of talent, the old Bluebirds.
It is. Well, I mean, we've been the top team in the coast. By top team, I mean we're in the top division, whereas all the other teams on the coast until this year have been in the second division. So we've been quite lucky that we do get a lot of the good players wanting to move up and try their chances in the top league. But Bond University will be coming on this year, and that's good because between our teams we can, provide a pathway for all the young talent on the coast to both the Gold Coast Suns and the Brisbane Lions. So, yeah, it's exciting to be a Gold Coaster and have all this opportunity ahead of you.
When's next training run?
Training run tonight.
Tonight?
Yes. With recovery and game review and... business as usual.
And then it's on and counting down. I tell you what, you sound slightly more relaxed this time around than you did last year.
Oh, if you had rung me yesterday, it was probably different. I'm trying to come down now and just get into it. But yeah, I guess, you build confidence with experience and, having a really good win on Friday and kind of finally stringing together everything we've been working on puts us in a good spot. So, I've got confidence in our group that we'll go out and give it a red hot go. And as my mum says, you can only do your best. And And go from there.
Good on you, Mum.
Yeah.
Wise words from the old lady. Hey, enjoy the week and the build up and everything, and can't wait to see you gallop out next week and hopefully go one better after last year's disappointment. I've got a good feeling in my bones, it's fair to say.
I'm glad to hear.
Thanks, Leah.
Thanks, Matt.